Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
Right now, it's time for the WXXI Business Report, and Randy Gorman is here today to talk about a recent employment survey and possible changes in the sales tax you pay online. Randy?
Yes, Beth. Well, first of all, on the jobs front, of course, last week on Friday, nationally, it was a very positive jobs report. More than 313,000 jobs were added, more than forecast, although wages didn't rise as much as investors had been worried about. For the fifth month in a row, the jobless rate, though, is still flat at 4.1%. Now, Paychex does a monthly survey as well, mostly focusing on small and medium-sized businesses. Their survey is showing that wage growth has slowed a little bit, but still seeing some growth, and they do see some job growth in the latest numbers. But again, those numbers still showing that the rate of the job growth has been declining somewhat. Paychex Vice President Frank Fiorilli says it's a good gauge of the U.S. economy because a lot of small business tends to be a leading indicator.
Small business tends to kind of lead up and down in the economy, and our wage number really has been increasing nicely for a very long time now. So what we think now is that it's probably leveling off a little bit, or probably still will increase somewhat with some of the minimum wage increases and some of the tax stuff. But more of the enterprise, bigger businesses will probably see theirs grow a little faster.
And Fiorilli is bullish on continued job and wage growth this year around the country. Xerox sending a letter to its shareholders late last week, about a 7-page letter outlining various reasons they say reinforces the board's belief the acquisition by Xerox, by Fuji is a good move. Among the reasons they outline significant and long-term value for Xerox shareholders, they say it'll create a larger and stronger company with enhanced prospects for growth. Shareholders have to approve the deal, and two activist shareholders, Carl Icahn and Darwin Deason, who own more than 15% of the company combined, have been fighting this. In fact, Deason filed a couple of lawsuits recently in connection with this deal in recent weeks. Of course, the shareholders for Xerox do have to approve the deal as well. State Retail Council announcing its support for a provision in Governor Cuomo's proposed state budget that would expand the existing internet sales tax collected by online retailers like Amazon when products are sold to New York State residents. You know this if you're an Amazon customer and you see the Amazon marketplace. Usually it's a third party you're buying that through. You don't often get taxed on that stuff, but the state wants to change that. Ted Patricus thinks that's a good idea. He's head of the State Retail Council. He says this will help create a level playing field.
This is just something to make the competition more fair on price, on product, on service, on how quickly you get it to my door. All of those things we're willing to compete on. Please don't make us compete on something over which we have no control.
This new tax, if approved, would also help the state budget and county budget coffers, of course, because they get sales tax revenue as well. And Kodak releasing fourth quarter earnings after the markets close on Thursday. This is relatively late for fourth quarter earnings, although the company has not been as predictable and when it releases earnings since it went through restructuring several years ago. Of course, they now focus on printing and packaging, but there's been a lot of talk about Kodak's recent foray into the Bitcoin-type market with Kodak Coin, something they're touting as a way to help photographers secure payments due to them. So we'll see if they address it. I'm sure Jeff Clark, the CEO, will likely mention that during the analyst call on Thursday. Beth?
All right. That's News Director Randy Gorman with a WXXI Business Report. You hear it every Monday at 8:45.